Hi, Scott Walker here. Over the past few years, we had to make some tough choices. And you know what? They paid off. When we finished the past fiscal year, Wisconsin had a more than a half a billion dollar budget surplus. The budget I signed at the end of the summer made the largest investment into schools in history. And we eliminated the state property tax. By the end of this budget, the cumulative impact of our tax relief will exceed $8 billion. We reduced property taxes and income taxes. Both will actually be lower at the end of 2018 than they were before we started in 2010. The state and local tax burden, once one of the highest in the country, is now below the national average. We are reducing the burden on hardworking taxpayers, but we're not done yet. So when the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau recently announced that Wisconsin would have a larger than expected budget surplus, well, I announced that we're going to give it back to you, the hardworking taxpayers. In my opinion, the quickest, easiest, and most effective way for us to return this to the taxpayers and continue to grow the economy is through a child tax credit. Our plan will provide $100 for every child under the age of 18 living at home. The check will be sent to the home or electronically deposited before September 1st. We want families to have the money before school starts so they can use it to buy things like school supplies, shoes, clothing, or maybe a new jacket. Parents and grandparents all over the state are telling me about how this will help before the start of the school year. Plus, this will encourage people to spend more at stores right here in the state, which will help grow the economy. With this surge, we're likely to have an even bigger than expected budget surplus again next year. This, in turn, will help us fund our priorities in the next budget for things like schools, as well as income and property taxes for people all over the state. The bottom line is that our reforms are working. The economy is strong, with more people employed in the state than ever before. Last year, we talked about how the reform dividend helped us put more money into schools while still reducing taxes. Now, this is your reform dividend. You deserve it. It's just one more way we are getting things done for the people of Wisconsin.